Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. You know, I have one word for you today. Get ready. Okay, that was two words, but one thought, amen? Get ready. And Pastor Bill Jenkins is back today for part two of his great interview where we're talking about some things that the Lord has shown him that are going to happen in this year, 2022. If you missed the previous episode in part one of this interview, we ran down a pretty impressive list of things which he wrote and published last year prior to the year 2021 even beginning. Amen? And in part one, we discussed some of the highlights and just sort of ticked them off one by one, a sort of checklist. Now, we're totally focused on 2022 today. We'll be discussing his book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2022, and some of the things the Lord has shown him that are going to take place this year. And remember, he's been publishing these almanacs prior to the beginning of each year, and his vision is, well, let's just say God-inspired. Amen? All right, enough of me talking. If you missed any of the prior episode, you need to go back and listen because we're just going to jump into today's portion of the interview. I'm going to be sharing some insight in what God was doing, and Pastor Bill's doing the same thing, and other ministers that are spiritually discerned as well. They see all these things. And you'll find this episode especially useful if you want to prepare for what's coming. Now, back into the interview with Pastor Bill Jenkins. Well, let's talk about 2022. What does the number 2022 stand for, or the number 22 stand for? All that.
Well, it's only mentioned 9 times in the Bible, and so it's a very low amount of times that it's mentioned. But when it's mentioned, it revolves around 3 things. First of all, it revolves around marriage. The word marriage is mentioned 22 times in the Bible, and then in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, that's where the Bible said that, you know, the woman came from the side of the rib of the man. And so we see marriage now in the world, there's a 50% divorce rate. But also what saddens me is that in the church, there's a 50% divorce rate. There's no difference anymore. And so I hear the Lord saying that in 2022, we got to focus in on our marriage relationships. Whatever you feed will grow, whatever you starve will die. So you got to get back to making sure, and I put these principles in the book for you, biblical principles, biblical scriptures. I'm just unlocking some doors for you to be able to apply some truths to your life to make your marriage better. My first church is my home and family. I want to make sure that me and my wife are good. What right do I have to preach the gospel? What right do I have to be a leader if I can't lead my first church, which is my wife and my children? So I take that very seriously. I date my wife every single week. We've been married for 23 years. And so I take that relationship serious. And God gives us some great principles to strengthen our marriage. And I lay those out, some of those out, I lay them out in the book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2022. But it also revolves around a doubling of the deception, a doubling of the delusion. You take the number 11. The number 11 in the Bible is a number of chaos and confusion. You know, 10 is the number of earthly government. 12 is the number of godly government. 11 is a number, whether you're in the world or whether you're in church, is a number of confusion in leadership and authority. And I think you see that. We don't need to go into depth and talk bad about people. The bottom line is you see chaos in every area of our lives right now. But yeah. 11 times 2 equals 22. Mm-hmm. So not only are we going to see chaos, there's a doubling of the deception, a doubling of the delusion in 2022. Now, I'd love to be able to tell you that after a couple years of COVID, things are going to get better. And in some areas, they will. But I'm telling you that 2022 is going to be a year where some things end up getting worse before they get better. And so we've got to make sure that we are drawing a circle around ourselves, not pointing the finger at other people. Make sure we can't understand we can't control others, but we can't control ourselves. So let's do what we can to remove some of the chaos and the deception and the delusion out of our life. Let's remove disorder. Think about that word disorder for a minute, because 22 is about doubling of the disorder. So you got mental disorders, physical disorders, financial disorder, marital disorder, governmental disorder. There's disorder and chaos in every single area of our life. Now, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. So we're not going to worry as a child of God if we're doing the right thing about all the disorder that's happening around us. We're going to focus it on the fact that when the enemy comes in, whether it doesn't matter where you put that comma at, you know, if the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. But if the enemy comes in, then like a flood, okay, wherever you want to put that comma at, we can put it at. Doesn't matter to me. Not sure it matters to God, as long as it the outcome is that we are getting the victory because we're on God's side and He's on our side. So I believe that we're seeing in 2022 a doubling of all of these things, but I think that God is still going to step up and He's still going to work on our behalf and He's still going to move in our lives as we have trust, confidence, and faith in Him. And then last of all, when you think of that number 21, now remember, we got marriage. We have a doubling of the deception, doubling of the delusion. We have a doubling of the disorder, because I love that word, disorder. I don't really love it, but you know what? It is what it is, because that's what it means when it's mentioned in the Bible. But it also, 22 revolves around the Holy Spirit. Now, in John 20, 22, and this is our scripture for the year. So John 20, 22, next year, 2022. So John 20, 22, the Bible said that Jesus, He breathed on His disciples and He said, receive ye the Holy Spirit, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And so I believe that this is going to be a great year of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our lives, upon our ministries, upon our churches, upon the people, and upon the earth. So I really feel in my spirit that there are people that are alive, but they're not living. How many people do you know? They're alive, they have a pulse, they breathe. But they're not experiencing abundant life. And that's not just in the world, by the way. That's in the church, which is sad. Because as children of God, we have been promised abundant life. We have eternal life when we get to heaven. But down here on this earth, we're promised abundant life. We're living way below what we should. So I really feel that this is a year, if we'll allow the Lord, He will breathe on us. Remember Adam? He was alive, but he wasn't living until God breathed into his nostrils. Amen. How many people in our churches, in the pulpits of America, in our homes, in our marriages, in our relationships, we have a pulse, but we're not living? This is a year when we really attach ourselves to God and allow the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. I think God is going to not just give us a pulse. We're not just going to be moving around, but we're actually going to be living an abundant life here in 2022. So marriage, doubling of the disorder, and then we have the Holy Spirit are the three things that 22 revolves around when it's mentioned in the Bible.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's awesome. And here's another big one for me anyway. What does it mean to be born on the 22nd day of the month?
Well, and that's one of the favorite chapters. You know, some people buy the book, not because of all the spiritual revelation that I give them, which kind of is a little bit, you know, disappointing to me. But, you know, if you're born on the 22nd day, I have a whole chapter for you. I'll tell you who was born on that day that you're going to be able to associate with that's a famous person. And I'm going to give you some instructions concerning what I'm going to call 22nd day people. So if you were born on the 22nd day of any month, then this is a book that you have to get. And what I do is I lay it out for you in the book. I just lay it out very simple, very easy. I tell you how this is a year for 22-day people that their inner inspiration and their outer motivation are going to be at an all-time high. And they're going to have to learn how to control their emotions, not get overly emotional. I've learned that we can have emotions without being emotional. Think about that. We can be emotional, but you have to be overly emotional. You don't have to allow your emotions to rule, dictate, and dominate you. And so I talk about 22-day people. I talk about some of the keys to success. You got to set goals. You got to be reasonable in setting goals. You got to set goals that are reachable. You can't rush to judgment. You got to put your family first. You got to be more flexible if you're a 22nd-day person in 2022. Because a lot of 22nd-day people, just if you know anybody who was born on the 22nd day, just look at their lives. I promise you, they're going to have this attitude where they feel that their way is the right way. Now, you don't have to be born on the 22nd day to feel that and to be stubborn. There's a lot of people born on other days that feel the same way. But you look at these people and they're going to have to yield to the Lord. They're going to have to let go and let God do some areas, do some things in their life. And so I lay this stuff out. I talk about so many different things. They're too spontaneous. So they're going to have to learn how to use discernment and judgment and those scriptures to make decisions instead of their feelings and their desires. They can't be so, and spontaneity is good, right? Sometimes. But you don't want to let your curiosity get the best of you either. Curiosity is what got Adam and Eve into trouble in the garden. It can get us into trouble. So I lay it out in the book. I give you a word just for 22nd day people, because I feel like this is a year when this could be the best year of your life. But Amen. You have to cooperate with the Lord. It's not going to come easy. It's going to be a tough and hard year in many ways. But if you'll cooperate and connect with the Lord, I feel like the Lord is going to do something wonderful. Could be the best year of your life. Whether you're born on the 22nd day or not, this could be the best year of your life if you're connected to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And what are some of the key scriptures? You talk about John 2022. Talk about that one. What are some other key scriptures for 2020?
Well, I give you a bunch. And what I do is I look at 22:22. So the scriptures, the main scriptures that have 22:22. Then I give you 2022. And then I give you some just other, I guess they would be just random scriptures for the year. But one of those things is 1 Corinthians 16:14. The Bible says, let all things be done in love. Whatever you do this year, it's really been impressed upon my heart to do it in love. You know, you don't always have to be a jerk, act like a jerk, and get your point across by being a jerk. And so I think, you know, when we look at the three basic tenets of Christianity, faith, hope, and love, love being the greatest, this has got to be a year when we don't always have to express our opinion, to make our point, to drive it home, to impress other people, because oftentimes they're not. We need to be maybe a little bit more subtle in our delivery. I'm not talking about riding the fence. I'm not talking about compromising. I'm not talking about backing down and petting people's devils. I'm still a person who doesn't believe in petting devils, but casting devils out. Amen. But I think we've got to be careful to not lose our witness, because we have a greater desire to be right. And so you know people like that. I guarantee you know people like that. They want to be right. So they'll do whatever they got to do to make their point, get their point across. Well, you did that, but you lost your witness. You lost the ability to be able to connect with somebody in the world. And so there's got to be a better way for us to do that. And the better way to do that is to walk in love. And so there's so many different scriptures. Some of those are on love. Luke 16:31 says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You know, we're so worried about everybody else getting us, or being, you know, sabotaging relationships, or being suspicious. Well, let's not worry about other people. Let's focus in on us in 2022. So I give you a ton of different scriptures because I really want to give you the word. I'm not here just to throw something off the top of my head. It's just a way that God has shown me to study the word, to reveal some of his truths that, you know, I have nothing to do with. I can't take credit if it goes right. I can't take the blame if it goes wrong. All I'm doing, I'm just scribing it out. I'm just writing it out. And literally, that's how I write my books, is longhand. I sit there and write it all out. Now, you know, I'm starting to get updated just a little bit, because I'm using my notes on my phone and I'm typing it a little bit, you know, and then sending it to my secretary. But for the most part, I'm still longhand. I write it all out because I'm hearing from the Lord. I'm putting it on paper, and then we're putting it, you know, to the computer and typing it out so that, you know, you can have it in book form.
Amen. Amen. And you know, it's funny you mentioned long handwriting it out. My assistant just emailed me this morning, said, can you just type this out for me? Because I can't read your writing. And my daughters always tell me, you should have been a doctor with this signature. But my youngest daughter, she used to say, you know, I could never forge your signature at school because nobody signs it like you do. You know, right.
That's anyway, the whole point, right?
Exactly. As I said, you're catching on, you know. But anyway, let's get into some specifics because you always give specific dates and places and people to watch in the year. Have you done the same for 2022? Can you go over a few of those with us?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, like even if you go back to the book 2021, you're going to see, you know, where some of the people I mentioned, they're in the news all the time. So it's pretty crazy. You know, I had a lot of people texting me just in one day over some of the people that, you know, were being talked about in the news recently. And so for 20, you know, like Adele, for 2021, she just released the album, did a big thing on TV. You know, almost every person in this book that you see in here for 2021, they've had a major, every one of them have had a major spotlight throughout this year. So when we go to 2022, we're doing the same thing. We're putting it down. Now, remember, when you see 22 in the Bible, you think of the book of Revelation, has 22 chapters. Jeroboam was the first king of the divided Israel in the northern kingdom, and he reigned for 22 years. So the first king of Judah or of Israel reigned for 22 years. There's 22 generations from Adam to Jacob. Jacob had a struggle and he was tired of living the way he was living, held on to God. Remember the wrestling match he had and he won. I mean, that's pretty awesome that you can wrestle with the angel of the Lord and win, right? Yeah. I mean, that encourages me. Ahab, who was the worst king of Israel, he reigned for 22 years. And so I go on and on in the scripture about, you know, some of those things that are connected to the Bible. But look for this year. People to watch as we enter the new year. Taylor Swift, Luka Doncic. He's the NBA player for the Dallas Mavericks. Guy Fieri, Roman Reigns, Camille Harris, Kamala Harris, Patrick Mahomes. You go down this list and you see these people that we're putting down on this list. And I guarantee you, these are people you're going to be seeing spotlighted and highlighted in the news. I don't know if they're for good or for bad. We're going to have to find out. We're going to have to wait and see, right? But the bottom line is these people are going to be in there. One of the cool things that I do in the same chapter where I list all of these 22 people to watch is that I put in there like the Bible story of the year, Ruth and Boaz. In Ruth chapter 4, their relationship shows the importance of how serving one another leads to successful relationships. I give you the scripture of the year, John 20:22, like I mentioned before, that Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." The book, the book of the Bible for 2022 is Lamentations. Now, the Lamentations has a total of five chapters. Four of the five chapters have 22 verses.
Oh, wow. Amen.
But the only chapter that doesn't have 22 verses is chapter 3, and it has 66 verses, which is 22 times 3. Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. The fruit of the Spirit, patience, gift of the Spirit is prophecy. Word of the year is covenant. We got to make sure we're fulfilling our covenants, not making vows that we cannot keep. The superfood, I even put the superfood, strawberries. Look for strawberries to be like one of the biggest fruits of the year in 2022. So I give you so much information when I give you this book, because I want you to judge it. I want you to test it. Nowhere in the scripture does it say to accept every word. Nowhere in the scripture does it say to reject every word, but it does say that we are to test the words. And so I challenge you. I'm not afraid. I want you to test it, because the more you test the word that I feel like God has given me, the more I feel like it's going to really come forward to you that the Lord is speaking to you and that the Lord is revealing his word to his people here in the new year.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And let's cover the big elephant in the room, COVID. What are you seeing concerning this virus that will be continuing to dominate the news in 2022?
Well, I feel in many ways you're going to see sort of like things begin to transfer. Now, there may be something else. There may be a variant. But when you talk about the COVID-19, I think you're going to see even in the first part, believe it or not, in the first part of the year. So within the first 3 months, I think you're going to see some changing dynamics begin to happen. I never want to, go so far to say that COVID is a hoax, that's real. We've had too many people die for us to say that kind of stuff. So we always want to make sure that we're sensitive to other people. You know, this has been a horrible thing. There's always going to be sickness. There's always going to be disease. Remember, one of the things that is a sign of the last time is a pestilence. Well, this has been a pestilent thing. Pestilent comes from the word pest. So it's not going to go away easily. It's not going to go away quickly. There's always going to be something that attaches itself to, try to stop or stifle what God wants to do. I still know people who don't even go back to church yet. They still have confusion about all of this stuff. And the enemy's using this in part in order to bring some of that into our lives, to keep us from moving forward. But I really think that in 2022, we're going to keep taking more steps forward in this fight against all of these diseases. But keep in mind, it's always going to be something. You're not going to get away. We're not going to experience euphoria and perfection and divine health until we get to be with the Lord. So you're going to see it go from one thing to the next. One thing may go away. It's like a Pez dispenser. I used to love those Pez dispensers. If you have some of those, when I was a kid, if you still had some of those, they're worth a lot of money, but you pull one out and then what happens? Another one pops up. So look for it, whether they call it a variant or whether it's a whole new thing, it's never going to go away. You're going to see disease, famine, pestilence, sorrow, trouble hit our earth, and it's going to come in one shape or form or another, because that's just part of the judgment that not really God is bringing upon us, but we're bringing upon ourselves. We can't blame God for some of this stuff. We have to look at ourselves for not doing what we needed to be doing, and maybe blame ourselves more than we're blaming God. And so when it comes to all this sickness, pestilence, disease, this has been prophesied. I can't stop the plan of God. I can't stop the progress moving forward. What's going to happen? What's not going to happen? But I do believe we're going to see sort of like that Pez dispenser. One's going to go be taken and another one's going to be given. It's going to be always something, because that's the day that we live in here in 2022.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. Pastor, as usual, this has been an awesome time. How can someone get a copy of your book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2022? I know it's on Amazon, right?
Yeah, you can go to Amazon. You can download it on ebook Kindle. You can go to eBay. So it's real simple. Just go, you Google it if you want to, and it'll pick up all of the sources that it's at. Go to Barnes & Noble. All you need is the ISBN number. Barnes & Noble has picked up our book. Even Walmart, what's super cool is that Walmart has picked up our book. So in the number one retailer in our nation, you can get The Prophetic Almanac for 2022. So that's pretty awesome, man. We were excited. We just found out about that recently. So that was sort of an exciting thing. We put a lot of work and effort into this. So we obviously want to get the word out as much as we can. So, we understand that, books, sometimes people are sort of looking at as the dinosaur of our day. But the bottom line is books are still good. You can go to eBook Kindle. We're going to have the book out soon. If it's not already at the airing of this interview, we're going to be having out where, we talk the book, so you can listen to it, get it on your little iPad or whatever it may be, where we're going to voice over the book for you. So, but the best place probably is to go to PastorBillJenkins.org. So if you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, I've written 16 books. We have a radio program every single day that you can listen to called The Prophetic Almanac. And then you can connect with me on social media like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube to get my Minute That Matters. It's a 1 minute little video devotional every single day, Monday through Friday. So that's all it is. It's 60 seconds. It's 1 minute. It's on all of your social media platforms. People love it. So go check it out at PastorBillJenkins.org. If you want the book, you can go there. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to all these famous places. But hey, PastorBillJenkins.org is a one-stop shop. It has everything available from our radio programs, all of our books, and it has the ability for you to connect via social media to our Minute That Matters, which is a 1 minute little video devotional. So come check us out at PastorBillJenkins.org.
Amen. If someone had a question for you, there's a contact form on the website as well, right?
Absolutely. Ask questions. We love it. You know, from time to time, even in our church, what I do is I'll challenge people to give me the toughest questions that they can find. You know, give me something that you think is going to challenge me or scare me, or I'm going to have to put off or delay for a couple weeks in order to give you an answer. And so I love doing that because it challenges me. You know, it sort of pulls and puts a demand on the anointing inside of me. I love the word. I read it all the time. I've been doing this for 30 years. So I love that little challenge of somebody thinking, I can get you, Pastor, and ask me some tough question, you know? And yeah. so sometimes from in our church, I'll do that. And people love it when I do that. And we encourage that. Go to PastorBillJenkins.org. Ask the questions of anything. It could be simple. It could be about the Bible. It could be about our ministry. It could be about, you know, my books or the radio program or the little minute that matters, but ask those questions. We want to connect with people. We're not just here to sell books. We're not just here to do a couple interviews to, you know, get the word out. We're really here to make a difference in people's lives and to connect with them, have relationship with them, and help them on their journey through this sometimes rough life.
Amen. Amen. And your radio program is awesome. I mean, I subscribe to it because it's just, it keeps you motivated. I mean, it's just not information, but it keeps you motivated knowing that, you know, there's a plan in place and we are part of the plan. You know, I mean, that's the whole purpose of, you know, that's the Bible, you know,
yes,
where how we fit into God's plan. And yes, you know, you're not an outsider looking in. You can be in and participating in sharing the most absolute, most precious gift you can give anyone. And that's eternal life.
Absolutely. So, and one thing I always say is, you know, you're not saved so you don't go to hell. You're saved for a reason. There's a purpose behind the salvation. God has a plan for your life. Yeah. See, the devil doesn't care if you pray a prayer and don't do anything with it. But what he does care about it is if you pray that prayer of salvation, invite the Lord in your heart, and then start moving toward the Lord and fulfilling the plan of purpose on your life, that's when you become a threat to the enemy. And so that's what we're trying to do, is help people, encourage people, strengthen people through the word to achieve that kind of success in their daily life.
Amen. Amen. Folks, you need to get a copy of this book, The Prophetic Almanac for 2022. There is so much happening prophetically in this nation and around the world right now. I mean, you need to be aware of what's happening all around you. Do not be taken by surprise. Go to the links down below, order your copy, order 3, 4. Let's give them away. Praise God. You know, sow them into someone's life and just get down in the links below, order your copies, get in touch with Pastor Bill Jenkins as well. Take a look around his website, order his materials. I'm telling you, folks, you'll be blessed beyond measure. Also, I want to remind you again that for the last several years or so, he's been on a daily program Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Evangelism Radio, evangelismradio.com, and you can listen to his excellent teachings right there as well. Pastor Bill, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today and come back on the program and catch up with us and tell us what we need to be looking for in this coming year.
Well, thank you, man. I always appreciate you and what you're doing. You're definitely doing some great things, and I appreciate your heart. More than anything, I appreciate your heart and just your good attitude to help the church and to make a difference. And so I pray we get more of you in our church, because you make a difference, you're having an impact, and I just appreciate the relationship that we have and the opportunity that you give me to come on and share these truths with your listeners. So thank you so much.
Amen. I appreciate that. Folks, we are all out of time for today. For Pastor Bill Jenkins and myself, it's Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.